we had left off on Daf Kaf Daled Amud Beis in the sugya of Meshaseh, in which we saw that within our Gemara, everyone agrees that the individual who is inciting the Kelev, the Shisa Vasa Kelev, is off the hook B'dinei Adam, that if damage occurs, he's considered to be a Gorem, and even though Grama is Aser, but there is no chiyuv b'dinei adam. Masha'enken, in terms of the owner of the kelev, is he responsible when his dog is incited and damages? That's nabaya in the Gemara. That there are two deos in the Gemara, and we'll see that many rishonim paskin, like the imtim tzilomar of Rava, imtim tzilomar that. Meshase kalbo shel chavero b'chavero chayav that we have over here, that the owner is responsible. So Tosis raises the issue that l'chora there is no animal who is more incited than a shor ha'itzdadin, and yet the Mishnah later on in Lamed Tesum et Aleph points out that we have a drasha ki yigach v'lo shi'agichuhu acherim. That there is appears to be no chiyuv on the shor ha'itzdadin when it damages. And so how in our Gemara do we have a machlokes? Do we have two options? And yitachem we're going to paskin chayuv, while by the shor itzdadin we have a mishnah that potter. That question bothered all of the Rishonim. And Tosos says, lo dami l'shor ha'itzdadin, that the chiluk is obvious, sheha'adam nilcham ima lahorgo. Or that he is simply using his right of self defense. So we had a chakira at the end of the last year. Is this a right of an animal to self defense? In other words, do we view an animal similar to a person, that we have a concept of habala horgacha hashkem vohorgo, that we have a right of self preservation? Can we speak about rights of animals? Are there such a thing? I mean, I know very well aware that in the world there are many movements for animal rights, save the whales, etc. The question is this a Jewish concept, that an animal has also rights? Or, in other words, one that is a possibility within Tosfos, that the animal has the right to defend itself and therefore can't be held responsible for the consequences when it's simply defending itself? Or, to use more standard halachic categories, according to Tosfos, we can very well say that the animal is anus, that it has no alternative in this situation, and onus rachmana patre. And what we have over here a din, b'chola Torah kula, that if, let's say, we would have had a person who would be told, either kill that individual or I will kill you. What's the halacha in such a situation? We have a unique halacha of Yehareg ve'al Ya'avor. What if the person decides he wants his life and he goes ahead and kills the other person to save his own life? If he's over v'lo neherag, do we view him as a rotzeach? It's a famous Rambam in Hilchos, you study at Torah, Perakei. And he's not viewed as a rotzeach. In other words, he's anus. In achinami, he's doing the wrong thing, but he's anus. And so, you know, it's, he doesn't want to kill. He's only killing to save his own life. And when a person kills to save his own life, he's anus, and he's patur mitzad onus. And so the animal, leaving aside the issues that an animal have rights to defend itself, even if we say that an animal has no rights, that it's also to kill, even to save yourself, but you're not considered to be a rotzeach. In other words, if you're killing only to save yourself, that's not considered to be murder. That would be considered to be justifiable homicide or something like that. In other words, you'd be off the hook. So it's unclear, you know, Tosfos points out that we have over here the animal acting in self-defense. It's unclear from Tosfos if this is a right of the animal, namely, it's not an act of murder at all. Or even if we say that it's not a right of the animal, but we have the din b'kol ha'tarah kula of onus. However, I pointed out that there are other Rishonim who also deal with this question. One of them uses a terminology which is somewhat similar to Tosfos, but I think he means something very different. Let's look in Nemuke Yosef. The Nemuke Yosef raises the question, V'yaska Rava im timtzi lomar, that after Rava has the avaya, then he says, if you're going to hold chayav, and we know many, many times that the sheath of the Gaonim is the moment you have an im timtzi lomar, that means that that's the psak halacha. And so Rav Yitzchak Alfasi pasak the chayav baal hakelev, mido amar Rava, hachi, the moment that Rava said, im timtzi lomar. V'chein kosev harama. In other words, why would we say over here that an animal which is incited is chayav? Isn't the shor it's tadin an animal which is incited? Amrinan lekamon patur dichsiv ki yigaf rosh yagichu akherim. We have a black and white mishnah. So let's just skip down to the terutz of the Muke Yosef and then go back to the terutzim of the Ra'ah and the Ritva. V'li Nira points out to the Muke Yosef himself the hashora huhu anus. Right? In other words, again, he's using terminology that we use to explain Tosfos, but it doesn't speak over here of self-defense. Why is the shor anus? She'eno minageach ayyadei shisui levad, ela ayyadei shemitzarin oso she'ein bo das. Ve'eno kamo hakelev desogi le b'shisui kanal. What over here is the Nemuke Yosef saying as opposed to Tosfos? What creates the onus according to Tosfos? Something external to the animal or something internal to the animal? Something external. The onus is created by the fact that, in other words, he's going to be killed if he doesn't save himself by killing, all right? In other words, the onus is created by an external factor. That's a classic onus, that a person finds himself in a situation. The onus is created by the external situation that he has no control over. However, according to the Nemuke Yosef, what creates the onus? Al yedei shemitzarin oso she'ein bo da'as. This animal has been tortured into becoming a killing machine. In other words, that it's been brainwashed. In other words, that this is its position in life. And so in Achinami, it's onus, but it's an internal onus as opposed to an external onus. In other words, but basically the same heter, just coming from a different perspective. That's A. Then we have the Ra'ah himself at the beginning, the one who raised the question. I'm sorry. Also gives the answer. V'yesh lomar, the shiny shor ha'itzdadin shehu rogil harbe bekach, ve'ein bo da'as klal ela shenogeach derech tarbuto, kolz man shemesasim bo, kafi ma shehir giluhu, aval kelev sheyesh bo da'as, ve'kama pa'amim shemesasin oso ve'eino noshech, lekele meymar sheyigach velo sheyagichuhu acherim. What over here is this teretz of the ra'ah, right? He doesn't use at all the phrase onus, right? Onus is used, we put it into Tosfos, and that's how we understood She Ha'adam Nilchambo. The Nemuke Yosef uses it directly, so we spoke about an internal onus and an external onus. What over here is the ra'ah referring to? Again, onus is a din b'chol ha'Torah kula. Is the ra'ah over here speaking about dinim b'chol ha'Torah kula? He's working off of what statement is he working off of? What does he want to define? That we have a unique halacha in the world of Keren, where the Torah says, Ki yigach, and chazar dorish, v'lo shi yagichuhu acherim. This is unique. This is not din b'chol haTorah kula. This is the definition of keren. Go back to basics. How did we start the perek? The first perek even. Arba avos nezikin, shor bor mave hever. Gemara deals with toldoseim kayotze b'hem, toldoseim lav kayotze b'hem. It assumes that in the world of avos nezikin toldoseim kayotze b'hem. What's the rule of keren? Kavanaso lahazik. Ki yigach implies that this is an act taken by the initiative of the animal. Kavanaso lahazik. Right? In other words, what then is the pasuk telling us? Ki yigach velo sheyagichuhu acherim. That if we have an animal that has no alternative but to be menageach, that's not called kiyigach. That's not kavana lahazik. And so over here, this animal was trained to be a nagchan. And we're not dealing with the din of ones b'chol haTorah kula. We're saying that simply this is not the av mazik of keren. That this is not kavanaso lahazik. And therefore, he's off on a technicality. And we don't have over here the av mazik of keren. Masha ein ken shmishase kelev. When a person incites a dog,
it may or may not.
If it decides to bite, so clearly it was incited, but it's a decision of the dog. That's still a kiyigach. Namely, we have a kavana lahasik. It could mean that there is a mitigating factor, but it doesn't take away from the kiyigach. We can't compare inciting a dog to a shor ha'itztadin. The shor ha'itztadin. There's no longer a kiyigach. In other words, there's no longer a kavana salahasik. There's no decision. Here, it's true that the animal is being instigated. The person who's instigating it is very, very wrong. But the bottom line is the animal is making a decision. It's like if you get angry at your wife, Lolin, right? And then your wife says to me, why are you angry? In other words, you shouldn't be angry. So you return to your wife. But don't you realize every time you speak to me like that, I'm going to get angry? So when you think about it, you don't have to get angry every time she speaks to you like that. You just, in other words, you decide. You say something ticks me off when you speak to me like that. You know, like when you ask me why I didn't do the dishes. I mean, you know, it's that. Don't you realize every time you're going to ask me why I didn't do the dishes, I'm going to get angry? It's not as though you're programmed to be angry. It's your decision. You can't say it's yagichu acherim. It doesn't take away your act because of the fact that you were incited. Right? In other words, that someone said something that bothered you. The fact that someone bothers you doesn't mean you have to get angry. It's a decision to get angry. That's why you're held responsible for getting angry. Yes?
We assume that this caliph has enough to ask to really make those decisions.
The fact that sometimes it does get angry, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes when it's incited, it will bite. And sometimes when it's incited, it won't bite. It means that it's making a decision. It may not be an easy decision. not to bite, but it's still considered to be an act of kiyigach. Okay, so we have over here, then, so far, two directions. One direction is, let's bring in kol haTorah kula. Kol haTorah kula, we have a din of onus. Either onus because of an external situation, onus because of an internal situation, we have onus. Or say, no, this isn't the din of kol haTorah kula, this unique zeras hakasuv of kiyigach veloshe yagichu acherim, that in order to have keren is defined as kavanaso lahazik, you need an act of negicha, and the question is this act which has been incited an act of negicha? So if sometimes yes, sometimes no, that's an act of negicha. That's what we have by the kelev. If it's always going to gore, then already that's no longer kiyigach, that's yagichu acherim, and then, you know, we're off the hook. That's not kavanaso lahazik, that's not called keren. Okay? So far, so good. However, we have a third terutz that sort of, you know, like the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef sort of swallows it up between the ra'ah and the v'li nira. What's the third terutz? Kosav haritva, the shor ha'itztadin de patur, hainu mimisa, aval l'shalem nezikin, efshar luch dechayev. In other words, that shor ha'itztadin and kelev sheshisahu are one and the same in terms of our viewing them. What's the difference? Not the act of the animal, but The result. The result. What comes about from the negicha? If what comes about is misa, then we have a p'tur. If what comes about is nezek, tashlumin, chabala, then we have a chiyuv. We're going to distinguish between nezikin and misa. In the world of misa, we have a p'tur, and in the world of mamon, here we have a chiyuv. Before we try and understand the shita, does this shita have a betmit? Does anyone else agree with this ritva? Well, in other words, we follow the dotted line, right? Follow the yellow brick road. The Rambam, right? In other words, let's look at the Rambam. Let's look at the Rambam. We have a Rambam over here in Perek Beis, Halacha Yutes, and then we have a Rambam in Perek Yud, Halacha Ches. Let's look at these two Rambams. The Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Yutes, Hamashase Kalbo Shel Chaveh Ba'acher, Pater Bidinei Adam Chavidinei Shoem. That's the Meshase, right? That's Grumma. What about Baal HaKelev? Baal HaKelev Chayav Chatzin Nezek. The Rambam Paskins, like the Rif, right? That we pass on Im Timtzi Lomar of Rava, that we have over here a chiyuv on the part of the Baal HaKelev. He's responsible for the damages that his Kelev does. Okay? In other words, that if you have a dog which has been incited, you're responsible. Let's move down to HaPerek Yud Halacha Ches. HaMeshase Kelev B'Chaveiro V'Harago Ein HaKelev Niskal V'Cheinim Gira Bo Behema Ochayev V'Haragahu. What is the Rambam over here paskening? Ein HaKelev Niskal doesn't get Misa. In a case where the kelev kills, right? In other words, the Rambam doesn't forget about shor ha'itzdadin. The Rambam says that if you have a kelev who is incited and he causes damage, the owner is chayev. If you have a kelev that's incited and he kills, then the kelev is pater. This is exactly the ritva, right? The Rambam is passing like the ritva, and you know where it says it black and white. You don't have to read it into the Rambam. The Rambam says it. That we have a distinction between Misa and Tashlumen. The question is, what is the Svara over here? I mean, if we're dealing with the world of Ones, you realize there's no difference between whether the result is Misa or the result is Tashlumen. Ones is Ones. If we're dealing with the definition of Karen, Kavanos Lahazik, my nafgamina, either kavanas or lahazik or ain't kavanas and lahazik. What are we saying over here in this ritva and this rambam? Yes?
That it's enough for this dog's das to get you chayv to get you chayv in nezek, but it's not enough for him to be.
But again, why would we distinguish in that manner if we're saying that the act is a volitional act? That the animal is responsible. So why would he be responsible if he injures and not if he kills? In other words, that's what he's pointed out. The Lechora, according to the Nemuke Yosef Svara, according to Tosfos, in other words, if we're dealing with the Ones, Lechora, there should be no nafgamina. If we're dealing with the Ra'ah, we're dealing, do we have over here Karen, Lechora, there should be no nafgamina. Either it is Kavanos Lahasik, or it's not Kavanos Lahasik. In other words, we're going to have to make a distinction like the Rambam himself does. Who is the Rambam referring to as the in terms of the world of Nezikin, in terms of the Chiyuv and Ptur, and who is the Rambam referring to in the world of Misa in terms of Chiyuv and Ptur? What is the subject of the sentence? Bidiyuk. In other words, in Halacha Perek Beis Ochi Yutes, the Rambam is talking about Baal HaKelev. In Perek Yud HaLaches, the Rambam is talking about the Kelev. namely that there is a very fascinating option that the Rambam and the Ritva take, that in the world of Nezikin, we're going to look at the owner of the dog, namely, what did he do or what didn't he do? Shmira, right? What did the owner watch his dog, or did he not watch his dog? Was he responsible to watch his dog? Was he not responsible to watch his dog? And we say the fact that we have another individual in the picture of Shisahu doesn't take away the responsibility of the owner of the kelef. And therefore, the moment that the owner of the kelef should have watched his dog, and he didn't, he's poshea and he's chayev. Masha'en kein, when we're dealing with an animal that kills, why is the animal killed? Is that a punishment to the owner? What do we want to remove from the world? A rotzeach. We want to remove a shor harotzeach from the world. Is this animal who was incited a shor rotzeach? What the Rambam is telling us? No. Right? In other words, the ki yigach v'lo she'agichuhu acherim, this animal is, in other words, he understands that the gzeras hakasuv by shor it's tadin, is that when you have an animal that is a murderer, so then you remove him from the world. You kill the animal. When you have an animal which is not a murderer, then you don't kill the animal. Over here, the fact that the animal was incited, he's not a murderer. Is the owner responsible for damages? That's a question of the pshia of the owner. Is the animal killed? That's a question of the nature of the animal. We kill an animal whose nature is a murderer. We don't kill an animal that killed. We kill an animal that's a murderer. An animal that was incited is not a murderer. But in terms of tashlumen, my nafkamina, you know, in terms of defining the animal, the owner is responsible for the damages of his mama. And over here, we have the owner being responsible. Namely, that the Rambam wants to distinguish between Hilchos Nezikin and Hilchos Retzach, that in the world of Nezikin, it's the Baal HaKelev who is Chayev Chatzi Nezek. In the world of Rotzeach, it's the animal who is a rotzeach, a shor ratzchan, is a shor that is put to death. And over here, we don't have a shor ratzchan. Ki yigach v'lo she'agichu acherim. That's how he were in the Mishnah of shor it's tadid.
But the way the shor is tadid killed.
What?
Shouldn't a shor it's tadid be killed?
I mean,
he's a rotzeach.
No, he's an animal that killed, but he's not a rotzeach. A rotzeach is when it's in his nature to kill. That's the concept. Right? In other words, so an animal that kills out of his own volition, well, in other words, he decides to kill, he's a shor rotzeach. An animal that was trained to kill, that's killing in self-defense, whatever you want to learn, shor it's tadin, in other words, such an animal is not considered to be a rotzeach. And therefore is not killed. That's what, in other words, the Rambam, again, that's the Rambam and the Ritva, that's how they deal with the two sugyos. That in both sugyos, we have an animal which is incited, but we have a difference in terms of the consequences. When the animal, be it a shor or a kelev, causes damage because of the incitement, so then, in other words, the owner is always going to be chayv. We don't make questions of to what degree was he incited. Has he lost das? Has he not lost das? If he's owned by an owner, the owner is responsible. In other words, the shor it's tadin, that would be chovel, the owner would be responsible. The reason that in the Mishnah on the test your potter is because the shor it's tadin killed, and who hadin had the kelev and thus kavdala and base killed, there would be no chiyuv misa on the kelev. That's the difference. There was a chiyuv misa is on the animal, on the nature of the animal, and incitement doesn't tell us anything about the nature of the animal. Ma'ashen can chiyuv tashlumen. That's the onus of the negligence of the owner. It's very radical shita, but again, it's the Ritva and it's the Rambam. The Chovei Rambam says it black and white. He moves the din of killing from the shor to the kelev. The moments that we have over here, two dinim by the kelev. The kelev is shasui and injures and breaks. Then chayef baal hakelev. The animal is incited and he kills. Then pater mimisa. Okay. Yes, you want to test David? Okay. Okay. So far, so good. Okay, this is pre-Achronim Torah. This is simply Rishonim Torah. Okay, Now we move over to an issue within the Rambam itself and the world of Shor Itzdadin. The Rambam comes up in Perek Vav Halacha Hei and deals with Shvarim Shemesachakim Bahem Umalamdin Osam Shiagichu Ze Etze. The Halacha is Einam Muadim Ze Laze. Vafilu himisu esa adam einan chayavim misa shenemar ki yigav shalosh hayagichu. How much of this is Mishnah and how much of this is Rambam? How much of this is in the Mishnah and the Gemara and how much is the Rambam adding? The Rambam has tzvei dinim, has two dinim over here by Shor Itzdadin. What is he saying? What's the second halacha? That's the easier one. What's the second halacha the Rambam says? Afilu heimisu esa adam einan chayav emisa. That's the Mishnah. The Rambam passes like the Mishnah that Shor Itzdadin, who kills, is pater mimisa, sheneemar, ki yigash lo shiagichuhu. Okay? In other words, we saw this already by the Kelev in Perek Yud Halacha Ches. The Rambam brings it down by the Shor Itzdadin over here in Perek Vav Halacha Hei. But what else does he add? Einam mu'adim ze laze. What does that mean, einam mu'adim ze laze? That if they cause damage, how much are they chayav? Chatzi nezek, whether it's the first time, the 10th time, the 100th time, they're always going to be chayav chatzi nezek. Einam mu'adim ze laze. Where did the Rambam pull that out from? Where did Rambam get that from? Einam mu'adim ze laze. Is that in the Mishnah? Who asked that question? Who asked that question? Who asked questions of the Rambam? The Ravid. Of course, that's the Ravid's question. Look at the Ravid. The Ravid says, "I'm Avram, lo malo. Why in the world should they not be mu'adim zeba ze? Lahave kishor shehu mu'ad l'shofaros." The Rambam in Perek Vav Halchayid Aleph Paskins, based on the Gemara, Shama Shor Kol Shofar V'Nogach, Shor Kol Shofar V'Nogach, Kol Shofar V'Nogach. Every time that this animal hears the sound of a shofar, it goes bananas and it goes ahead and is nogeach. Naase Mu'ad l'shofros. The first time it happens, you're chayav chatzi nezek. Second time chatzi nezek. Third time chatzi nezek. Then it becomes a mu'ad. So why over here is this animal any different? Okay, one animal hears a shofar and goes bananas. Another animal was trained that whenever another animal comes into the pen, it should gore it. So you know, it's first time chatzi nezek, second time chatzi nezek, third time chatzi nezek. Va'od, and secondly he asks, Far pasak l'malah haRambam m'shase kabel shel chaveru b'chaveru chayav bal hakelav. This really isn't a fair question. What did the Rambam say over there? Chayav bal hakelav, how much? Chatzi nezek, right? Back in Bet Yutet. But look at the Ravid over there. Amar Avram v'yemuad hu nezek shalim v'shalim. Namely, what over here is the question of the Ravid? What over here is the basic question of the Ravid? Why did he say the Rambam is soser himself? The Rambam is soser himself? The Rambam said that you're chayav chatzi nezek. No, so, but the Rambam over here says, but you remain a chatzi nezek. Says the Ravid, the Rambam soser himself. Why according to the Ravid is the Rambam soser himself? That the Rambam already paskin in Perek Beis Och Yutes, Meshase Kalbo Shal Chaveh V'Chaveh Chayev Bala Kelev.
Remember there, the Rambam didn't stipulate
Enam Muadim
Zelik?
No, he didn't stipulate Enam Muadim, but, in other words, but he didn't speak about Muad. He just spoke about Chatzin Nezek. In other words, but you know, it's is the Ravid, but I think the Ravid over here is asking on an Ikaron. What's the halacha when an animal is incited, according to the Rambam? What's the rule? If it damages, chayev. If it kills, patur. Namely, the world of tashlumin, chayev. The world of misa, patur. Is muad part of the world of tashlumin or part of the world of misa? Tashlumin. So the Rebbe asks, the Rambam said that you're chayev tashlumin. So my nafkamina that you're chayev chatzi nezek the first three times, the fourth tashlum is what? Nezek shalim. That's the din of tashlumin. Then he's asking him, the Rambam l'shita so. Once the Rambam says that any shor which is incited is going to pay tashlumin, so why not pay nezek shalim? Nezek shalim is part of the world of tashlumin. The world of tashlumin is that a shor tam pays chatzi nezek and a shor mu'ad pays nezek shalim. Why over here should the Rambam take this out of the rule? The rule is tashlumin your chayev misa your pater. So the Rebbe de Chora has a very powerful question on the Rambam. Right? In other words, the Rebbe says, what's the source for taking mu'ad out of the world of tashlumin? The moment the Rambam paskin in the Perek Beis Halchi Yutes that in the world of tashlumin we say that shisa bo bala kelev chayev, so why should only be chayev chatzi nezek? Why shouldn't he be chayev nezek shalev? Why would we have this din of enam nasi muadim? Zeba says the world of tashlumin. And then he brings a raya also that in the world of incitement there is muad by the world of shofar. So we have a double question on the Rambam. A, he is not loyal to his rules, and B, he's not consistent in his rules. Okay, we have a double question. He's not loyal. That the loyalty would be that my nafkamina between chatzi nezek and nezek shalim, they're both tashlumin. And he's not consistent because he paskin that shama kol v'nagach by the shofros, that there is muad. And that's an animal which is being incited. So we see that incitement does bring about muad, which should be, right? But in other words, why say that over here by the short sadin, enu muadim zohim zohim? That's a real problem with the Rambam. The you understand the problem, yeah? With the Rambam. The Ravid says, I like the Rambam's svara. Tashlumin your chayav, misa your pater. But just be consistent. Tashlumin includes ha'adah, like the Rambam himself says, by shamakol, by the shofros. In other words, the Ravid says, I'm me and the Rambam, we go hand in hand, but just that I'm the real Rambam. I'm consistent. I take it all the way. And Mapitom, that Muad should not be part of the equation. And so the one to explain is not the Ravid. The one to explain is the Rambam. So where do we look first when we want to understand the Rambam? Look on the page. And who do we have on the page generally? Kesef Mishnah, Magid Mishnah, etc. Okay, here the Kesef Mishnah doesn't help us. And the Magid Mishnah says, look at the Magid Mishnah. Just turn the page over. You have the Magid Mishnah. Yes.
So don't we say that by tam and muad is that it's we're looking at it like of a change of inherent characteristic. The animal now becomes a murderer. But if we're saying that this animal was trained is not a characteristic murderer, so then it doesn't matter. Why does it matter how many times it murders? It's never changing its characteristic to become a mitzvah.
Okay, you're 100% in the right direction. We'll see that is being stated. There was the Magid Mishnah in the bold print, when you turn over the page, for Kevan Shehen Keturin Min Hamisa Dinhu Shelo Ya'asu Mu'adim. This is exactly what the Rebbe is asking. The Rebbe says, what does one have to do with the other? Misa is Misa and Tashlumin is Tashlumin. The Magid Mishnah as is being pointed out, says that in some way, Mu'ad is more connected with the Ptur of Misa than it's connected with the Tashlum. But, you know, just as we have to explain the Rambam, we have to explain the Magid Mishnah as well. Yes? Okay. So, I sent you two Achronim who deal with this. One of them is the Stipler in the Kilas Yaakov. And the other I printed for you from the Reb Velvel, the Briska Rav. I didn't print out the Stipler, I'm sorry. But basically, he wants to give us a working definition of Muad and say that we have a Machokes, Rambam, and Ravid in terms of the world of Shiso. His definition of Muad is Hurigal. The Omed Lekach. This is the process of Ha'adah. The process of one goring, second goring, third goring, until we get to a fourth goring. By the fourth goring, we say Hurgo Va'omed Lekach. And then we move over from Chatzi Nezek to Nezek Shavai. Okay. So it comes along the stipler and says that everyone, namely the Rambam and the Ravid, both agree that in a case of Shisahu, namely that we have this external stimulus, that the animal becomes Hurgo. That we can train an animal. An animal can be trained, an animal can learn, like Skinner's box, you know, it's in psychology. You can train mice or rats, I don't know what to use, right? To, you know, it's like Pavlov's dog, you know, that every time it hears the bell, it's going to salivate. So, you know, so the mice know that, you know, that they go in this way, they're going to get shocked, they go this way, there's going to get food. They can be trained. You can train animals. That's Shisahu. That's Hurgobo. The question is this also defined as Omed Bekach? Is this also defined that now this animal that has been Hurgo, that has been habitated, can we call this animal Omed Lekach? And here the Rambam wants to distinguish between two types of Hurgo. That you have one Hurgo via a kol shofar, and you have another Hurgo via Shisahu. When you have an external stimulus of kol shofar, someone's blowing shofar in his house, and every time the animal hears a shofar, it goes bananas and gores whatever is near it. So that will be Hurgo ve'omed lekach. And then we'll say that that animal becomes a muad. However, when you have an animal which is incited, the animal is never going to be omed lekach. The difference being that the shofar is being blown beheter, and the shisahu is being done beiser, grama ben azikin aser. And so we can speak about an animal being hergol, both beheter and beiser. We can't speak about an animal being omed lekach if it is being done beiser. And that is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. According to the Ravid, my nafkamina, how it's hurgo, beheter or beiser, it's omed bekach, and therefore you're chayav nezek shalem. Mashein ken, according to the Rambam, something is never turned into omed bekach by an iser, only by a heter. Okay, that's the direction of the Kilas Yaakov. My problem with the Kilas Yaakov is that I read through the Rambam Hilchos Niske Mamon more than once, and I didn't find this expression anywhere, so I put it into the computer, and it's not in the Rambam. In other words, I don't know. You know, I don't know where the stipler came to this definition in order for you to explain. Namely, what the stipler wanted to say, he wanted to explain how the Rambam can say that muad the shofros is muad, and a shorit stadin or shisavo is not muad. So he wanted to say that this is heter and this is iser. And it's true, there's a difference between heter and iser, but why would that relate to the world of mua? Okay, anyway, so that's why I didn't print it up, but if you like that direction, I'm putting it out there. However, Revelvel went in a very, very different direction. What was Revelvel's direction? Again, the Ravid is clear. What's the Ravid distinguishing between what and what? What two realms?
Misa.
Tashlumin and Misa. That when you have a case of Shisabo or Shorit Stadin, the question is, what's the result? If the result is Misa, Patun. If the result is Tashlumin, Chayev. And since Ha'oda Nezek Shalim is part of the world of Tashlumin, therefore, Lechora, it should, you know, that should apply to the world of Shisabo. So our problem is, what's the Rambam? And what does the Magid Mishnah mean when it connects between the world of Ptur Misa and Shelo Na'asu Mu'adim? So here, basically, Rav Elva wants to take us back to the world of the Ra'ah. The world of the Ra'ah was that the Ptur of Shor Itz Tadin is not a Ptur of Ones B'chola Torah Kula, but rather, we don't have Karen. We don't have Kavanaso Lahazik. We don't have Kiyigach. And since we don't have Kiyigach, therefore, you're Pater from Misa. And Hu Hadin, right? We also don't have Kiyigach when Ashur is Masik. But what? What do we have? In other words, there's no din of Karen in Shisa. There's no din of Karen and Shisa. There's no chiyuv of Kiyigach. But what is the Gemara telling us of Kafdalet Amid Beis? That if you're an owner of an animal and your animal was incited and was damaged, what's the language of the Gemara? Dilma Amrinan Lei. Kevan diyadata bekalbacha the mishsele umich to say loi boilach laashuye. And we tell the owner that since you know that when your animal is incited, it's going to bite, you shouldn't have left it unmuzzled. What do we have over here on the side of the owner?
Pshia.
We have a lack of shmira over his mammon. He knows that the animal is going to damage when it's incited. And that's, look at the back at the language of the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Yutes. Ubal ha-kelev chayev chasi nezek, kevon shehu yodeya shim shisa eskalbo lahazik, noshech lo hayalo lahanicho. He translates the Gemara into Hebrew. He could have simply said, ubal ha-kelev chayev chasi nezek, because we have Karen. And Karen Tam pays Chatzin Nezek. But no, there's no Karen over here. There's no Karen Tam. Just like there is no Chiyuv Misa. There is no Kiyigach. We don't have over here Kiyigach. We have a problem that the Baal HaShor was not Shomer on his shore. And in this situation, we have a Chiyuv of Chatzin Nezek. But what don't we have? Muad. We don't have Muad. The din of Muad is Kiyigach, Kiyigach, Kiyigach. Then, when it's Nogeach, the fourth time, you're Chayev Nezek Shaleh. Here we have no Kiyigach. This is not the world of Keren. The world of Muad is part of the world of Keren. We have Keren Tam and Keren Muad. Here we have a Chiyuv Shmira on the Baal that he's Poshea in his... He's Poshea on his property. And for that reason, we have a chiyuv chatzi nezek, not for any other reason. And so, but it's not part of the parsha of Karen. And so, therefore, that's what Rambam says that shvarim hamesachakim bahen umolamdeno san shiagichu ze etze. In this situation, we no longer have kiyigach, and therefore, ena muadim ze laze. This is a case of lo shiagichu acher. This is not kiyigach. The moment we're not in the parish of kiyigach, so we have two consequences. There's no muad, and there's no chiyuv misa. There should also be no chiyuv tashlumen. You're right. There's no chiyuv tashlumen of keren tam. There's a chiyuv tashlumen of the owner who didn't watch his property, and therefore is chayev chatzin nesek. Okay, what's the problem with this? Yes,
please. One question: the Briska Rav Shitasa, we have to say it fits into a box.
No,
what box does this fit into?
So exactly, if you call the Briska Rav pointed out that there is a super box.
But that super box doesn't that wouldn't that mean you wouldn't be tequila?
That's the question. The question is, it makes everything he says make sense, but lachora, where does the chatzin nezek come in from? Why chatzin nezek? If the Baal is poshea, shouldn't he pay nezek shalem? And you know, so on that. That's a very, very proper question. It's fascinating that I didn't find anywhere in the Brisker Rav where he even hinted to an answer to that question. Dafka the stipler, who had a totally different approach, said, just a minute, we have over here two partners in this damage. The owner of the shore was Poshea, but how do you take the other person off the hook, right? Okay, so we say he's a grumma, but that leaves, we have a shutof who's a grumma and a shutof who is chayef, so you have chatzin nezek. And then he moves into the kilek l'shtemehai, yishtalemehai, that normally we don't, you know, leave things as in a vacuum, and that's a whole different sugya. But that's the direction of the stipler. But over here, really, that's what's chaser min haser. And everything fits in very, very nicely. And the language of the Gemara fits in, and the language of the Rambam fits in. You know, like it's clear that's what they're saying. But the question is, why, in other words, why limit that to chatzin nezek? The Gemara doesn't say chatzin nezek. The Gemara simply asks a question, whether the owner is chayav or is patur. Right. Bava kelev mai. Mi amrinan matziar malei. Ana mai avid nalei. Odil ma'amrinan lei. Kevin yadata bekalbacha demashtrei. Mitchit say, oi boi lei, lishta yuye. Unless the only thing I can think of is that it's like a principle of dayo, you know, sort of b'mimatzinu. Okay, in other words, we're going to be machayev the Baal HaShor for the damage done by his shore via his pshia. And we find in the Torah that could either be chatzi nezek or nezek shalem. And so dayo, that we're machayev him lechatzi nezek. In other words, that we give him the minimum punishment for pshia. Because we have no, because the Torah doesn't speak about this case. In other words, that this is exactly the case the Torah doesn't speak about. But that, in other words, it's something, again, you know, you can go through the Chol gam al zechiyim shmira shelo yazik ayidei shisui. Aval al kol panim, hu ze din mazik mechudosh, mishum ze atzmo she mazik ayidei shisui, choy al ze gam ken chiyiv nezikin. And that's what the Gemara says. Kevan di yas bekal bacha, ein ze kishar shvarim tamim sheiziku du maisa hashor. We don't have a word kiyigach. V'havi b'chal kiyigach. V'atar achiyev also b'chachocha. Kol ikar taras mazik shebo, mishum sheyodea, shemazik ayodei shisui. U'mishum ze chal kan taras nezikin. Have kamo mazik b'hitztarfus dovar acher, chal gam al ze taras shmira, v'chovas nezikin. Tov, it's tarfus dovar acher, that's ruach mitzuya. In other words, but there you chayev nezik shalem. Rak ayedei shisu v'yeno b'chal ki yigach kal, eno v'yeno. Okay, so again, by the Hitztarfus Dover Achir, that would be the case also not of Eish, but also of Shofar, right? That in the case of Shofar, that's Hitztarif Dover Achir, there you would have Ha'adah. That's the classic rules. But over here, when we're dealing with Shisa, so then it's not no longer the Negicha of the Shore. It's no longer the Negicha of the Shore. But we have a chisaron of shmira. Okay, beseder, tov. Okay, so that's what we have over here. I don't know. We'll try and think of an answer of how to how to get into Chatzi Nezek, but at least, you know, the Rambam's itself, there's no stira within the Rambam. The Rambam is Lashita, so, and the Tash, as opposed to the Ravid that we have over here, classic Kiyigach, just that we only have Tashlum, we don't have Misa. Right? That we have a tour of Misa, because Misa is on the Ophi of the shore. As opposed to Tashlumin, it's on the Baal, and so the Tashlumin would include Ha'ada. According to the Rambam, no, we don't have over here Bechal the Parish of Kerem. But we do have a Choser Shmira that brings about a Chatzi Nezek. But that's the only thing that we have. We don't have anything else when we have Shisu. So the Gemara then continues. Amar Rava, im timsi gomer hameshase kalbol shel chavero bechavero, chayav, that the owner of the animal is chayav, shisahu hu ba'atzmo, if the one who incites the animal is bitten by the animal, then the owner is potter. My taima, shouldn't the owner have watched his animal? Kol hameshane uba acher v'shina bo potter. We have a rule that when we have this contributory negligence on the part of the nizak, then the mazik is off the hook. Amalei Rav Papa LeRava Itmar Mishmei Derish Lakish Kavasach. Amar Rish Lakish Shtei Paros Brishus Harabim Achas Revutza, one lying down. Achas Mahalechas Boata Mahalechas BeRevutza Pater Ptura. Sorry, Revutza BeMahalechas Chayeves. In other words, why when the walking animal kicks the lying animal is it patur? Because there is contributory negligence. It's called ameshane uba acher v'shina bo. Therefore, patur. Amalei Rava answers Rav Papa. No, ana b'hahi chiyuva machayevinan le. I distinguish between the lying down animal and the animal who's incited. The lying down animal who's being kicked, the owner of the kicker is going to be chayev. Damrinan lei ki isle reshusa leskuye alei. In other words, had you stepped on me, then you would have been patur. That's called ameshano b'achar v'shino b'patur. But luviyute be lesach reshusa. But to kick me, you don't have reshus. Then we have over here, a chiluk in the Gemara. How does the Rambam paskin in this chiluk, like Rav Papa or like Rava? Do we apply kol hameshaseh u'bach haveshina bo also to the case of the paras lying down? Let's look together. Rambam paskins, im shisahu ba'atzmo, someone incites the dog and the dog bites him, ba'al hakelav patur, kol hameshaseh u'bach haveshina bo patur. However, shtei paros birshus harabim, next halacha, achas revutza achas malechas, ba'ata mahaleches berevutza, Chayev Chatzi Nezek. Afal Pisha Darko Halech Haleha, even though had it stepped on it, it would have been Potter. Ein Darko Livot Ba. On the Be'ita, you're Potter. What's the difference between these two cases? Why, in both cases, the Nizak, the one who's being damaged, did something wrong? Why, you know, whereas in the first case, when he did something wrong, we take the owner of the Mazik off the hook? And why, when he did something wrong in the second case, we say that the owner of the mazik is still chayev? What do we have in the first case that we don't have in the second case?
It's natural for the kelev to go bite him, but it's not. It wouldn't necessarily be
sharper. What do we have? You're correct, but in other words, that how do we view the shinui in the first case relating to the nezek? Are they simply that one happened after the other? We simply have a coincidence of in terms of time that at 10:05 we have a shisui and at 10:10 the person was bit. What do we have? We have a cause and effect, right? In other words, he brought it upon himself. It's a cause and effect. Masha'en came, the fact that the animal is lying down, did that cause the kicking? No, it would have caused the stepping, but it didn't cause the kicking. There's no cause and effect. Then we call hameshane uba acher v'shina bo is only when there's a cause and effect. Yeah? That's what says in Mukhe Yosef. Look at Mukhe Yosef. Gubiute bi lesle reshusa klomar. Zelo amrinan kol hameshane uba acher v'shina bo patur, ela kisha shinui shel sheni ba machmas shinui harisha. Ki hacha. shedorechet al ze mibnei sheshinsa beriviz vasa. Avol sheloba machmas kach. Ki hacha shashinu biyuta shalze loba machmas rivitz shozo harei hayita yachola lavor velo tivod ba, therefore chayav. Okay, that's a clear. I mean, it's a nice svara. We have the right to paskin like Rava. He's very, very, very mistaber that we only apply kol hamashana in cases when there's a cause and effect, not when there's not a cause and effect. Right? In other words, that when we have a combination of shinu. Shegoremet Nezek Hamazik Bot. So Shisui is a Shinui Shegoremet Nezek. However, Revitza is not a Shinui Shegoremet Nezek. Correct? So therefore, over here we have a Ptur. And over here we have a chiv. Right? That here we have a gram, and here we don't have a gram. Okay, our problem is that we have a Namuka Yosef who raises a question with the Rif. The same question we have with the Rif, we have with the Rambam. So let's look at the Rambam. Paragimel Hachagimel. Achla ochlin ra'imla. An animal eats food which is not good for it. Kagon, achla chitin. An animal normally doesn't eat chitin. Chitin is not an animal food. Hoel velo nehenes, so then the halacha is pater. Achla, because we're dealing here with the world of shein. In the world of shein, you require hana'a. Achla ochlin she'en darka la'ochla. If we, not to go over here whether it's mazik or it's not mazik, the animal, right? Whether it's not ralo. It's something unusual. Ochla ochlin she'ein darkon lo'ochlan, kagon she'ochla ksus okelin, bein birshus hanizak, bein birshus harabim, mishalim chatzi nezik. What av mazik do we have over here? Not she'ein, but Karen, right? Mishalim chatzi nezik, she'ze shinuyu. V'derech b'nei, okay, period. V'derech b'nei adam u'haniach kleihem uksusam b'rishus harabim ad she'anuchu ma'at. And that's why your chayav on the keret. Had it not been derech b'nei adam, we would have applied the rule of kol hamashana u'ba'acher v'shinabo. But is there any connection over here between the shinui and the damage? That's what. Look at the Mukhe Yosef. Go back. Pasak harifzal karava b'shinui zechayev. So the tamolav min haachronim al masha pasak la'el the avad inish the monach lima b'rishus harabim mashma im haya shinui haya patur. The same question that the Mukhe Yosef raises in the name of the achronim. On the Rif is the question l'chora on the Rambam. And what's the Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchos Niskei Mamon at the end says we only apply the rule kol hamashane uba acher v'shina bo patur when there is a cause and effect. And yet the diuk in the Rambam Perek Gimel is we would have applied it. We would have applied it even had there been no cause and effect, had we had a shinui. Just lemaisa, since people leave things in Rishus HaRabim, there is no shinui. So we have to be consistent. What's going on over here? We appear to have a stira in the Rambam. Does there have to be a cause and effect? Or does there not have to be a cause and effect? So, the only answer that I saw to this, again, I'm not thrilled with it, but it's not for me to be thrilled with answers, is in the Chidushi HaGrit, the Rav Reichman's notes on the Rav Shiur Baba Kama, where the Rav said the difference between Perek Beis and Perek Gimel is whether we're dealing with a person or whether we're dealing with an animal. In other words, when a person is Mishana, so then we're going to say, Kol HaMishana Uba Acher Vishina Bo Patur. Even if there's no cause and effect. When an animal is Mishana, then we're only going to say, Kol HaMishana Uba Acher Shina Bo, when there is a cause and effect. So in the case of the Paragimel, Achagimel, the reason that we're chayav when the animal eats someone's hat in Rishus HaRabim is because it's not a shinui to leave your hat in Rishus HaRabim. Had it been a shinui, we would have applied the rule of Kol HaMashana Ubachar Vashina Bo Patur. In other words, we have over here. Kol HaMashana Uba Acher Vashina Bo. If the Mashana is a person, so then we say we have a Ptur, Afilu Im Hashinui Lo Kol HaMashana Uba Acher Vishina Bo Patur. Then we have a Ptur. Afilu Mashinui Lo Garam Hanezek. If the Mashana, just a minute, if the Mashana. If the Mashana is a Behema, as Rak Patur Im Hashinui Garam Hanezek. In other words, by the Behema Revutza, because the fact that it was lying down didn't cause the Beita, so there's no Patur of Kol HaMashana Uba Achar Vashina Bo. But had we had a similar case in the world of a person, if a person would have laid down in Rishus HaRabim, and an animal then, which is not normal for people to lay down in Rishus HaRabim, then an animal would have kicked him, then we would have said, Kol HaMashana Uba Achar Vashina Bo, would be Patur. No. That's what I'm saying. There's no, I'm trying to figure out what would be the Sfar L'chalek. And where is that? Yes?
Can you just say that a person has a higher sense of das and he should see what the cause...
But he's not causing.
Even if it's not cause and effect, but he should know that if he's laying down in the street that someone might come and kick it. As opposed to an animal where he might not think of the two-step process.
Yeah, okay. But said, I mean, kind of read that it's that direction. Yeah, in other words, that a person... person who's mafkir himself, has less recourse to the court system than a person's animal who does something strange. But in any case, that's the direction that the Rav went in. Okay. We'll stop over here. Okay. We're up to the Mishnah on Daf Kaf Dalet Amid Beis. What I'd like to suggest is that since it's not going to be Shir on Sunday, that for next Wednesday, you learn a blad plus blad and a half, or it's till Daf Kaf till next Mishnah. Learn from Mishnah to Mishnah. Basically, it's Gemara Rashi Betosos. It's a sugya of Kal Vachomer and Dayo. It's a sugya that stands totally on its own, very very much. And I'll point out to you certain tosas that I would stress. Okay? And then we'll do that next Wednesday, and then we'll still have, in Yirtzeh Hashem, I think 4 more shiurim after that. Sounds right? No? Something like that. And we'll we'll have time then to do at least sugyas within Adam, to get, try and get to the end of the perek. In other words, in terms of the world of Adam HaMasik. Okay, so we'll have one shiur on the world of Dayo, and we have over here also, you know, a certain sense of some dinim of kofer, some dinim of zav. You know, just sort of miscellaneous. So next week will be the miscellaneous year, and then we'll move back to the world of Nezikin in terms of Adam HaMazik until the end. Yeah, does that sound? Are we a sixth year?
Yeah, I think we have one.
Okay, so in other words, we have next week. What?
It's six to like the last day.
To like the last day. Well, okay, we'll see. In other words, until the last day will be.
That's the week after Shavuos.
So five shiur. What?
That one's after Shavuos.
So right, Wednesday after Shavuos, I don't think we'll give shiur. So so five shiurim. Okay, so we have five shiurim, should still be good enough to get in a lot of other masik. This Seder. Okay. Thank you. Is there a desire to start elsewhere?
Yeah, I think we'll